Radio.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
And welcome to Garage Talk Live. I'm your host, Vince Bonfigli, and you're listening to blogtalkradio.com/Garage Talk Live. Boy, everything was in action this weekend. I mean, NASCAR in ARCA at Pocono, NASCAR and IndyCar in Iowa, NHRA in Sonoma, IHRA out at the Route 66 Raceway. And more to talk about that on that with us, friend of the show and ProMod, IHRA ProMod champ, who just got in about 1 o'clock this morning, the one and only Dina Parisi, driver of the awesome Cadillac Stella. Dina, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon, Vince. Actually, we got in about 6 this morning.
Ooh, I guess your estimate was a little bit off.
Well, to end off our crazy weekend at the NMCA Super Bowl at Route 66, we blew a tire on the trailer on the way home. So that was it was kind of the icing on the proverbial crap cake.
Yeah,
that was crap cake.
Yeah, it's been I've been trying to get a hold of the results. It's hard to find which IHR pays to track so I can get the standings.
Actually, no, we were running the NMCA.
Ah.
Yes. If you look at the page, NMCA is always tagged, and we were running aerospace components. Picked us up for the last 3 races of NMCA. So we've been running there. We ran Indy last month. And then this weekend we ran Route 66 Raceway. And then at the end of August, we will be running Norwalk.
So you've been actually diversifying your field of competition then.
Yeah, this is actually an 8th mile. It's Extreme Pro Mod. We run an 8th mile. This is an 8th mile series. Some great racing. They have a lot of different classes, a lot of fun racing. They carry it live on bangshift.com. Chad and Brian, they do a great job. So, and like I said, aerospace components, they have the winner's circle right there at NMCA, and they are our wonderful marketing partners that have helped us out so much to get us out there for the last 3 races, you know, along with our other marketing partners. I'll just get them out there real quick. NGK has been with us forever. Lucas Oil Products, they've been super helpful this year. Eastwood and CRC, Hussey Gaskets, Crank It Media, aerospace components, as I said, Speedwire Systems, and Hoosier Tire. And if anybody goes on our website, go on to dinaparisiracing.com, go to the marketing page. There are some cool special offers there for anyone who needs some stuff.
Awesome. And NMCA, I know you say that's an 8th mile series. Do they run down at Elk Creek here in Southwestern Virginia, because that's an 8th mile IHRA sanctioned track, and I was wondering if you were going to run down there anytime soon. That's maybe too far from me.
NMCA tends to run more of NMCA tends to run more of NHRA sanctioned tracks, so that's why we've been running Norwalk and Route 66 and Indy. So it used to be an NMCA and NHRA used to be a partnership, not so much anymore, but they do run NHRA sanctioned tracks.
Oh, I'm so confused.
Yeah.
I got to have you on to straighten all this out.
Well, it's just a difference between series. It's really the only difference. IHRA is its own standalone series. NHRA is its own standalone series. NMCA is its own standalone series. So, and they run NHRA for the most part. They'll run NHRA tracks.
Oh, that's cool. So, I guess the only NHRA track close to me would be Bristol.
Yes, I don't believe they have NMCA and NMRA. They are kind of, it's a sister series. They're muscle car associations, and they may run Bristol. I'm not sure. I'd have to take a look at the schedule. So the last race of the season will be, for us with NMCA, will be in Norwalk, which is the end of August. And then we're actually doing a really cool, in October, we're doing what's called Breakfest. That's October 1st, and that's going to be in Mooresville, North Carolina. And it's actually a charity car show. So, and that'll all be up on our social media. It's for the Martin Truex Foundation for Classroom Central. So it's a really cool, you know, charity-based fundraiser. We're actually going to be starting the car up a couple of times right there. At the event, which is neat. It's a car show. They're going to have a ton of different cars and vendors, and it's going to be a really neat show. So that's going to be, it's at Breakfest, BrakeFest.com, and you can check that out. And we'll be there October 1st, signing autographs and all that fun stuff.
Cool. Now, are you still running? Matter of fact, a friend of mine just texted me, are you still running PDRA at Maryland International?
They ran at Maryland a couple of weeks ago, actually, PDRA. So, and no, we didn't run that because we were prepping for NMCA. So we didn't run there just because we're in Georgia now, so with the travel and everything, we're just sticking with the one series for now.
Okay. As well as the ProMod series, or not even that this year?
What ProMod series? Sorry?
You're still running the IHRA ProMod, right?
We actually did not. We only ran one race with IHRA this year, and that was in Orlando in the beginning of the year. And then we sat out a little bit, and we sat out just a little bit of a funding issue. And then, like I said, Aerospace Components picked us up for these three races towards the end of the year, and that was really helpful. And the decision was to run NMCA. So we really didn't run for any points this year. We just wound up running the last three races for NMCA, which is a great organization to run with. So we're having a great time over there, loving it.
Well, that's cool. At least you're running. And the thing is, hopefully you didn't have to change too much on Stella there. You can run the same equipment, because I think having to change all that stuff around would probably be a real pain in the you know where.
Well, no, Extreme ProMod is still, it's a ProMod series. Same thing. The only difference is it's eighth mile as opposed to quarter, so that's really the only difference. You know, you may be banging up a little less parts, but, I mean, they're running really fast over there. So, you know, you're still, you know, everything's still on kill for every round. So we're still putting our best effort forward. We definitely had some crazy issues this weekend, and we ran well and consistently in Indy, which is unfortunate, because had we have run like that here, we would definitely have fared well. So it's unfortunate, but sometimes those things happen, and you know, we're just gonna get get our stuff together and get ready for Norwalk.
Heading out that way if you're in Georgia. And if you're in Reading heading to Mooresville, you'll probably come past my house again because you come down 81 through the western side of Virginia there and then jump off at I-77.
Yeah, we live in Georgia now, so we're out of PA, so we live in Georgia.
Oh, I got you.
Yes.
So then you got to head north.
Yes.
You got to keep me up to date on these things. It's hard to follow.
Yeah, we
like
to keep
Georgia.
Everybody guessing. Love it here. The people are fantastic. Loving the weather. Loving the hot. And just nice bunch of people. Matter of fact, one of the gentlemen that we met here, he has his own shop, and he came racing with us, so he's kind of become part of our crew. His name's Russell Clem. Big thank you to Russell for all of his help. Huge thank you to my husband because he is a one-man band, pulling the motor in and out by himself, and just the work that he does, the work that he puts in is incredible. And then Butch Branzell, he's for quite some time. So big thank you to the crew because they really, really worked extremely hard this weekend just to try to get everything in. We lost the qualifier due to the rain, and we kind of had all odds stacked against us. So, but we tried to make it work.
It's about all you can do. I mean, whether been playing a factor throughout the weekend everywhere for as far as racing goes. I mean, whether it's your old neck of the woods or down there in Georgia or out in Route 66, that's where Chicago area.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they might have got the weather, the tail end of it there as it came through the eastern side of the country. I know Pocono, they had a lot of rain issues as well, so good to hear.
Yeah,
that's
we had
a shame
some
that,
crazy weather.
Yeah, it's supposed to cool down this week, so I don't know what the average weather where you're at in Georgia is, but it's only supposed to be actually, I guess, the high 70s in this my neck of the woods and the Blue Ridge Mountains. So it might be about 10 degrees warmer down where you're at as opposed to like in the high 90s and that what gets down there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so can't wait to see what's happened next, and we'll have to get back in touch for one before you head to Mooresville so we could promote that event as well.
Yes, well, like I said, our last race is, let me get the exact date for you guys. Our last race would be the NMCA World Street Finals, and that is at Summit Motorsports Park, and that's August 26th through the 28th. So, we hope that everybody can get out there and, come and hang out with us and have a good time. And if you can't, it's shown on bangshift.com, so you can sit in the comfort of your living room and air conditioning and watch it. And then we also always have a live pit cam right on the Dina Parisi Racing homepage. So you can watch everybody between rounds kind of, digging in and getting the work done, which is pretty neat too. So we had that all weekend and everybody got to watch them working hard and sweating.
Like,
it was hot.
Like setting off people's car alarms.
If you did watch it, yes, there were. I did get quite a few messages about the car alarms that we set off when we started the car up a few times.
Yeah, I was watching that one. It was like all of a sudden here, wee, woo, woo.
Yes, we did set the car alarms off a few times. 3,000 horsepower.
Well,
I have a tendency to do that.
Well, I mean, with all that horsepower and not running what they call not running mufflers on a car, which really, why would you anyway on a drag machine? You want that T Kamloops and that rumble and that thunder. And these people with the car alarms should have thought about that, because if they were in the stands, they wouldn't even know. They might have returned to a dead battery or something with that thing going off.
Yeah, it was. It was probably someone who was just parked. Probably had taken their car and was parked in their own pit area behind us. So it's probably somebody's pit crew.
Well, that would have been convenient. Because it was just weird. It's like, here it is, starting up still. And then it was a wheat in the background. It's like, okay.
Yes. Yes.
That must be an awesome feeling knowing your car can do that.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
What are we going to do? All right. Well, I better let you go and get some rest, being your travel time got pushed up to where you just got in. I hope you probably been hitting the coffee, because I noticed you were posting before calling in. Better let you get some sleep.
Oh, no sleep. I have a lot of work to do. There's no sleeping. But thanks anyway. That's it. Now we have plenty of work to do and catching up and laundry, and he's getting some work done on the motor, and we're right back at it. So got a couple of hours sleep, and life goes on. That's part of this business. You kind of have to suck it up, buttercup, and continue on.
Oh, that's true. I thought if anything, you could at least take one day to catch up on some rest.
No. I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Oh, you're too funny.
No time for sleeping. I don't have a secretary, so and you know what, I wanted to give a big shout out and a big thank you to our Parisi peeps. I almost hate to use the word fans, but our fans, our peeps, because wow, the support that we get is so phenomenal and so fantastic, and it really, really keeps us going, and I want them all to know how much we appreciate it, on all the social media and just keeping us going. It's really cool. It keeps us going no matter what. When the chips are down and when we're having a bad time, they're all behind us saying, don't worry, you'll get it. So it's very helpful, and it's nice to have that support.
Well, that's pretty good. Maybe you ought to have some, do you have like what they call Parisi peep t-shirts and hats that you can sell?
Hey, you never know. We may just come out with that. Oh, you know what I did want to mention was this weekend we actually did, a fundraiser for a young girl named Katie Daniel. She is 20. She's from Virginia. Super, super beautiful, smart, nice young girl. She had an accident on Mother's Day. She was working on her farm, and her hair got caught in an auger, and she was completely scalped, lost both her ears, her forehead, and one eyebrow. So she's an inspiration to us. Very strong, amazing, amazing young girl. But the family is needing a little bit of help, because she has a lot of aftercare coming now. So although, things were covered, but there's so much that they're going to be traveling around the country to different doctors for aftercare. So we raised some donations through her GoFundMe. I also have information they have a fund set up for her. If anyone wants information for that, and I'll be posting it as well, they can send checks directly to that if they would like to donate. And we did collect donations when we were at the track this weekend. Excuse me. I think we collected about $500 somewhere in that area over the weekend, and that was from fans and fellow racers being generous, and we really appreciate that. And I know that Katie's family appreciates it. So, if you see Katie Strong, we were Katie Strong this weekend, and we're going to continue to be Katie Strong. And we did kind of want to run a contest through it was through the GoFundMe. We didn't get to do it this weekend because we were so behind with all of the work that we had to do. So before Norwalk, with the funds that we're raising, I'll be posting it again. We're going to have donors, whoever donates, use the hashtag KatieStrong/DPR. And I'm going to pick a person to have their face on the dash of Stella. So they will ride with me in Norwalk, and they will be kind of the star of our next DPR in-car video. So that's kind of cool. So, you know, you donate, there's a little perk that comes out of it. And we also have some T-shirts and hats from Aerospace Components, as well as Car Chicks. Car Chicks has donated some items as well. So it's cool to donate because, you know, you can get some free stuff. So, and some DPR stuff as well. So I'll be reposting that, and you guys can, you know, if anybody wants to make a donation, doesn't matter how small or how large, you know, that would be great.
And you'll have the link on DinaParisiRacing.com?
I'll have the link. There is a link in my news about, it was from our last news, that about helping an injured girl from Virginia. There's all the links are in there, and then I will put it on our Facebook and Twitter and all of that, so you guys can find it. I'll make sure that it's there so everybody can find it, and however they want to donate, if they want to mail a check directly or if they would like to put it up on the GoFundMe.
Well, very good. Then I urge everybody to go out and help out, because you describing what happened sounded pretty horrifying, and then I have to go through all that aftercare and the trauma that comes along with that, and anything to help the family out will be great. So urge everybody to donate, and just keep an eye for your on either Dina Parisi Racing's Facebook page, Twitter. I mean, you got all these social media. I don't know how. I have a few accounts of things, and I can't keep up with any of them. So I can do it. I guess it's on travel time. You're on that, and just get out to Norwalk and check out Stella, because it's one fantastic ride, and we'd like to thank you for coming on, Dina, and it's always a pleasure talking to you to date, and I can make announcements for things as well, all right?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
It's always a pleasure. Take care now.
Take care, Vince.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you have Dina Parisi, last year's IHRA Pro Mod champ, running the NMCA series, 1/8 mile tracks. The next one will be Norwalk, Ohio. Just getting back from the Route 66 Raceway. That's got to be an iconic place. But anyway, it was a great having her on. Always a pleasure to talk to, and always welcome on the show. And she's always keeping busy. I could understand it, even if she wanted to take some time off, get some rest after figuring a 5-hour delay in travel time. So kudos to her, and we'll keep you posted. On to the ARCA series. They were out at Pocono Raceway this weekend for the Mod Space 150, and Chase Briscoe turned out to be the big winner of the day. John West Townley came in the second spot. Dalton Sargent was third. Shane Lee LeBoy finished fourth, and Kyle Weatherman rounded out the top five. In the points, the top five are Chase Briscoe leads the points. Josh Williams is second. Matt Kuzuski is third. Tom Hesser fourth. Kyle Weatherman fifth. Now, this race was on Friday. This is the first time they've actually split the races to be a doubleheader on Saturday with the ARCA Series and the Truck Series. But ARCA got moved to Friday night this year, so the Camping World Truck Series wound up maintaining the Saturday spot. So it's actually a three-day racing event at Pocono. On to the NHRA. We have a lot of racing to touch up on and results to give you, so we only do we only have an hour today, so. But on the Top Fuel, Richie Crampton and J.R. Todd battled in the final, with J.R. Todd getting the actual win. It's been a while since he's been to Victory Lane. He had a winning ET of 374 with a 5 to Richie Crampton's 380 with a 6. So we're looking at a tenth of a second difference. Reaction times off the light were even. We're pretty much with an 084 to an 085. It didn't give much choice on the, you know, that's not much of a difference. That's basically dead even. And but the best reaction time of the weekend was Sarge Tony Schumacher with an 049, and that's pretty low for a nitro car. In the funny car division, it came down to a battle between John Force and Ron Capps. Of course, Force won in Colorado for the Mile High National. So coming into Sonoma is the second leg of the Western Swing. He's riding on high. But this time he also wound up taking the win from Ron Capps, given the legend. I mean, the guy is a legend, 16-time champion. This adding to his event win total up to 145. What more could you say? He had a low ET of 3948. Capps had a 3960. Tree Force had an 056. The Capps is 070. Of course, Capps the odds-on favorite to win the championship this year, but John Force will make the countdown, and once the countdown comes, anything goes. Interesting how it's going to shake out this year, because all of a sudden, John Force Racing, who switched to Chevrolet last year, I think is starting to dial it in, and they're coming to the forefront again. And this is about the best time to start hitting your stride as you wind up the last few races of the regular season before you go into the six race countdown, because then you can make up the difference. Now to pro stock. The final two were Greg Anderson and Bo Butner. With Greg Anderson taking the Wally this time against teammate Butner. So, of course, Anderson and his other teammate, Jason Mine, battling it out for the championship this year. Our friend Erica Ender Stevens, again, first round issues to teammate Vincent Nobile. Broke off the line and didn't even make the pass. So she's been having a tough year. A lot of adjustments. We thought she was just getting it, starting to dial it in. That's not been helping. In the points in the NHRA right now, Antron Brown in the top spot, 37-point lead over Doug Kalita. Was Kalita for a while, but Antron Brown has taken the spot. Steve Torrance, Brittany Force, Tony Schumacher, J.R. Todd with the win is in sixth. Sean Langdon, Richie Crampton, Clay Milliken, and Leah Pritchett round out the top 10 in the battle for the playoffs. No one's actually clinched yet because there is a potential on the bubble line with Leah Pritchett and Terry McMillan, who's only 47 points behind her. He can make up that difference. In the funny car, Ron Capps has a 130-point lead over Courtney Force. Jack Beckman is in third. Defending champ Del Worsham in fourth. John Force is in the fifth spot. Obviously, barely gained any ground on Capps. He's 277 points back. If you keep running, even though you're winning, it's only a 20-point difference between first and second if you are the runner-up in the final. You get 20 points per round. Matt Hagen, Robert Height tied at sixth. Tommy Johnson Jr. in eighth. Ninth, Tim Wilkerson. And 10th is Alexis DeJoria. No one clinched in a playoff spot yet in Funny Car. There's a 50-point difference between 10th and 11th with Alexis DeJoria and Chad Head. But we are winding down toward the U.S. Nationals in Indianapolis, and that will be the cutoff, the final race of the NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series regular season. In the pro stock, the points, the only division to actually clinch a spot. It was Greg Anderson overtaking teammate Jason Line. Both of them are in. Line is now 4 points behind, and Butner in third. He's 522 back. Alan Johnson, fourth. Vincent Nobile, fifth. Drew Skillman, sixth. Shane Gray, seventh. Eighth, Chris McGahey. Ninth, Jed Coughlin. And 10th, Alex Lachlan. Anders, 9 points out of the countdown. She needs to make up 2 rounds on Alex Lachlan to bump him down to the 11th spot. That's how tight that one is, and we'd like to see her get in there. She's got a few races to go. In the pro stock bike, Eddie Krawick with the win. Now has an 89-point lead over teammate Andrew Hines with Angel Sampi in third. Gerald Savoie, fourth. Ellie Tonglet, fifth. Hector Arana, sixth. Chip Ellis, seventh. Eighth, Matt Smith, ninth. Hector Arana, Jr. Steve Johnson, tenth. And there's a bubble spot there with Johnson. He's 6 points ahead of 11th place Mike Ray. And 15 points ahead of Karen Stouffer. So there's a tight three-way battle for the final countdown spot. We'll see who shakes that out. The next race for the Mellow Yellow Series will be Pomona, I believe, because that would wrap up the actually, it's in Seattle, so they go from Sonoma to Seattle. And that will be this coming weekend. You can still get tickets. Just go on the NHRA.com. Go to the schedule. Mellow Yellow Series for 2016 and click on the event. So that would bring two races to go before the countdown. You have Brainerd coming up. In Minnesota, and then the Lucas Oil Raceway at Indianapolis for the U.S. Nationals over the Labor Day weekend. And then on to Charlotte to start the countdown 2 weeks after that. So where has the season gone? The Honda Indy 200 at Mid-Ohio. Actually, I thought they were at Iowa, but they're at Mid-Ohio. It was Simone Pagenaud who started the pole, took the checkered flag. Power was second. Carlos Munoz third. Graham Rahal, a good run for him, fourth. James Hinchcliffe fifth. Connor Daly sixth. Spencer Pigot seventh. Charlie Kimball eighth. Takuma Sato ninth. And Joseph Newgarden rounds out the top 10. Margin of victory, 4.16 seconds. Not even close, but then a road course usually isn't. 7 lead changes, 10 caution laps. Out of only 2 cautions for 10 laps, so. 5 lead changes. I take that back. Let me reiterate that. 7 lead changes amongst 5 different drivers. Your points leaders are, it's Pagenaud, the winner. He's in first. Second place finisher, second in points, Will Power. Third, Elio Castroneves. He wound up 15th. Fourth was Joseph Newgarden, Scotty Dixon. Sixth, Tony Kanaan. Seven, James Hinchcliffe. Eighth in points, Carlos Munoz. Ninth in points, Graham Rahal. And 10th in points is Charlie Kimball. So there's your top 10 points leaders and race finishers. I'll tell you, like I said, it's a busy weekend in racing this past weekend. Out to Pocono, where NASCAR spent their weekend, except for the Xfinity Series. They were out at Iowa. Truck Series ran Saturday. The Xfinity Series ran Saturday night. We might as well start with the Truck Series out at Pocono on Saturday afternoon. It was William Byron taking the checkered flag. Cameron Haley, number 2, Brett Moffitt, 3. Tim Peters ran 4th. Cole Custer was 5th. Rico Abreu, 6th. 7th was Ben Kennedy, 8th Johnny Sauter, 9th John Hunter Nemechek, and rounding out the top 10, Christopher Bell. The 60-lap event, it was a 50-lap one, so they actually upped it 10 laps, because they used to run 250s last year, so they ran 60 this year and split the race. So, William Byron, your winner, led 3 times for 44 of the 60 laps, pretty much dominating the event. There were 5 lead changes amongst 3 drivers, 9 cautions for 27 laps. Margin of victory, 1.4 seconds on the tricky triangle. And your point standings is, William Byron is your points leader. He has 5 wins this year. drive in the number 9 Liberty University Toyota. Of course, Liberty University, not too far from here in southwestern Virginia. Matt Crafton is in the second spot. Daniel Hemrick in third. Fourth, Tim Peters. Fifth, Johnny Sauter. Sixth, Christopher Bell. Seventh, John Hunter Nemechek. Eighth, Cameron Haley, Ben Kennedy. Ninth, 10th, Tyler Reddick. Of course, they're your top 10 in points. And here's your race winner talking about his fifth win at the Tricky Triangle.
I can have your attention here in the media center. We are now joined by today's race winners for the 7th annual Pocono Mountains 150 here at Pocono Raceway. That's driver William Byron of the number 9 Liberty University Toyota, crew chief Rudy Fugel, and some superlatives about today's race. This is the 5th win and 7th top 10 finish in 2016 for one William Byron. It's your first victory and first top 10 finish at Pocono Raceway. And you're going into to the chase here shortly with a lot of momentum. Can you talk about your run today?
Today was just about a great race team behind me and just having, bringing a fast truck to the racetrack and doing our homework. So that was step number one, and we knew this race was going to come down to restarts just from the last couple of years and seeing what's happened. And luckily we were in the right positions. We got the right brakes. There were a lot of cautions. I would have liked for there to be a few more, but I felt like it helped us save a little bit of fuel, and then we got to that last restart and were able to drive away. So just can't thank Liberty University enough, and Toyota and Rudy and all these guys that are putting all the effort into this.
Rudy.
There's your race winner there. Fifth win. And he's a rookie. So they got something going on there in that Toyota Tundra. And he's in a chase. He could win a championship in his rookie season. That would be really cool. In the Xfinity Series out at Rusty Wallace's track, Eric Jones, driver of the number 20 Joe Gibbs Toyota, in that series, who actually started running in Kyle Busch's Camping World truck, had moved on up because it seems like that's the series to grow the talent for Joe Gibbs. Eric Jones taking over the 20 car in the Xfinity Series this season. Led 4 times for 154 laps to take the checkered flag. Ty Dillon finished second. Third was Elliott Sadler. Brendan Poole was fourth. Fifth Dakota Armstrong. Sam Hornish Jr. back in an Xfinity Series car. This time the number 2 of Richard Childress Racing, coming home sixth. 7th, Justin Allgaier, driver for Junior Motorsports. 8th, Brad Keselowski. 9th, Josh Berry. 10th, Ryan Reed. There were 6 cautions for 29 laps. 7 lead changes amongst 4 drivers. Pole sitter was Daniel Suarez, who also drives a Gibbs Toyota. But it was teammate Eric Jones that took the checkered flag. Our old pal TJ Bell in the number 77, not so good a day, finished 38th to drive for Make Motorsports, who I actually this year fields Travis Quappel in the truck. Let's see where they finished. I forgot to mention that. Finished 16th. Quappel running good. this year for Make. That's good to see, because it's one of the smaller teams in the Truck Series. Friends of mine have been doing this for a while, and the results are starting to show from years of perseverance and some good corporate partnership, of course. And your points in your Xfinity Series as they head into their chase, it's Elliott Sadler in the top spot, Daniel Suarez is second, Ty Dillon third, Erik Jones is fourth. He's got the most wins. When they reseed, he'll probably be at the top spot. Justin Allgaier, fifth. Brendan Gaughan, sixth. Brennan Poole, seventh. Brandon Jones, eighth, ninth. Darrell Wallace Jr., and tenth is Ryan Reed. Of course, the weather played an issue out at Pocono, but not at Iowa. But I apologize for the sound quality. Apparently, they were having some difficulty out there in Iowa with the technical. So if it doesn't sound good, then I apologize. I just get the feed from NASCAR and to go from there. So here's Erik Jones talking about his third win of the season.
We are now joined by our race winner, Erik Jones, driver of the number 20 DeWalt 6 Volt Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. This is Eric's third victory and 12th top 10 finish in 2016, and his first victory and third top 10 finish in just four races at Iowa Speedway. So, Eric, congratulations. Talk us through your race tonight.
Yeah, good night, first. Really, from the start, we had a good car to fire off, got the lead, and run a lot of laps early, and felt good about it all night. Really didn't make too many adjustments, and once the sun went down, I feel like our car was really getting good. We got back in traffic a little bit on the restart and got behind the three, and just fought him for the last number 20. A lot of hops are still trying to get back by, ready to get back by with 20 or so laps to go. So a good night for us. Really cool to get back to Detroit. Cool here at Iowa. It's by far one of my favorite tracks and favorite places we get to come to during the year.
And I got two words for sound check. But anyway, who knows what happens sometimes when you get into things like that with audio issues. And trust me, I know the feeling. Even doing this show, I've had some audio issues, which you got to deal with the weather and wiring and things like that. But there's Erik Jones. Now, the big picture on the weekend was the Pennsylvania 400 at Pocono Raceway, where it was scheduled to go off Sunday at 1 o'clock, but it was raining, and they were getting the track dry, and then it started to rain again, and they just said, we'll postpone it till Monday. And it had a little weather issues there as well, and they were delayed late getting that started. They were scheduled to run like 160 laps for the 400 miles, but only wound up running 138 due to rain, of course. As a matter of fact, the rain came out late. They were under the yellow. I knew they were going to end it. It was past halfway. And a rookie driver took the win. Chris Buescher, who drives for Roush Racing, won the 43rd annual Pennsylvania 400, its first victory in 27 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series races. His first victory and first top 10 finish in 2016. And his first victory and first top 10 in two races at Pocono Raceway. Brad Keselowski, who wound up the runner-up, posted his seventh top 10 finish. Reagan Smith was third, his second top 10 cup finish, or actually in 11 races at Pocono. Chris Buescher was also the highest finishing rookie Butcher with the win is the first Sunoco Rookie of the Year contender to win a Sprint Cup Series race since Joey Logano in 2009. So when you, that's actually, it was Front Row Motorsports he was driving for, which is not really a front-running team. It was the second Front Row Motorsports win in the Sprint Cup Series with, and the other one was David Reagan at Talladega in 2013. Another, well, at Talladega, anything can happen. But here in the Cup Series, of course, Chris Buescher was in the Xfinity Series driving for Roush Racing this last year, and as well. As a matter of fact, he was running the Cup Series this year. He couldn't race last night. Well, actually, because they were out in Iowa, even though Brad Keselowski did make the trip to Iowa and back to Pocono from Saturday to run on Monday, hoping to run on Sunday, but that wasn't the case. But anyway, with the win, I'm just trying to see if he locks in a chase spot. Oh, he needs to climb above teammate David Reagan to get the top 30. He is running for Sprint Cup Series points. He was the Truck Series Championship or the Xfinity Series Championship champion last year. So with that win, here's the key. He's only 6 points behind David Reagan. That's the cutoff spot. That's the spot Tony Stewart had to get to the, for him to get in the chase. He wound up, he's in 27th climbing that ladder, so he's in the chase now. That should be curious. I didn't mention anything like that. So he's got 6 points to make up in 5 races. So that's pretty interesting as we get a an underfunded team making, getting victory lane. And that's what it takes sometimes. He only led 12 laps, but it was the final 12 laps. Because he only led once for 12 laps. Your big lap leader was Kyle Larson, who was actually battling with Austin Dillon for a bit. And they came together with, and then Joey Logano passed them as they were beating and banging. But rounding out the top 10, behind Buescher and Keselowski, it was Reagan Smith in the third spot. Kevin Harvick and Tony Stewart, both in Mobile 1 Chevrolets. And, of course, there was the third car of Kurt Busch. The at least he was carrying a Menard sponsorship because and Danica Patrick was also carrying a Mobile 1 Chevrolet. All three cars were identically painted and decaled. So the only way to tell the difference was if you could make out the number. And that presented a little bit from the spot, or at least with Harvick and Stewart finishing close together. Danica was down in 22nd. She actually finished on the lead lap. Kurt Busch, the only other Stewart Haas driver, he had a different looking car. He had the Monster Energy car, which was this, the black paint with the green in. So Stewart and Harvick and Stewart, 4th and 5th, Kyle Larson, 6th, Denny Hamlin, 7th, 8th, Carl Edwards, 9th, Kyle Busch, 10th, Kurt Busch. So that kind of doesn't really shake up the points, except with Chris Buescher's win, that puts him in the running. He got 4 bonus points with that. So I guess they're going to be working to get him to the front. There were 19 lead changes amongst 11 drivers, 7 cautions for 31 laps. Last caution coming out on lap 133 due to fog, and it was raining. Looking for the points report. They didn't have one, so we'll have to get that checked out because the stats didn't come out till last night at 4:30. Chase Grid Outlook, Brad Keselowski with 4 wins. Chris Buescher actually is in the chase, believe it or not, with the win. He moves into the 11th spot. So winning, you're in. I guess you only have to finish top 30 in points if you missed some races. So it's Keselowski and Kyle Busch tied for the top seed. Keselowski getting the 1 spot in points over Kyle Busch. Carl Edwards and Jimmy Johnson with Matt Kenseth with 2 wins each in that order. Kevin Harvick, Kurt Busch, Joey Logano, Martin Truex Jr., who was the pole sitter, was running really, really well and cut a tire and hit the wall fairly early, and then had problems with cut tires because they didn't get it fixed the first time and get the fender pulled out. So I guess trying to keep on the lead lap, did catch some of the race. And Chris Buescher now in 11th, 12th, your non-winners through 16th would be Austin Dillon, Ryan Newman, Chase Elliott, Jamie McMurray, and Kyle Larson. Now, Ryan Newman's made the chase with this format every season without a win. So what's that tell you about winning in the consistency? Anyway, I was going to get to Chris Buescher, but we're running out of time. On to Glenn. It's going to be interesting. It's, I guess, the home track for Joey Logano, that in Loudon. But it's going to be tough to make a pick for this one. I don't think Logano's going to win. Kyle Busch, he did win once this year on the road. He might sweep the roads. Yes, I guess I'm going to go with Kyle Busch. I don't know. Or Tony Stewart. I think Tony Stewart did win Sonoma, so got him in the chase. Anyway, I'm going to go with Kyle Busch this week. We all enjoyed today's show. Special thanks to my guests, Dina Parisi, who's busy getting stuff done back from her weekend out at Route 66 Raceway. We'll catch up with her later on, and we'll keep you up to date on things like that. Thank you all for joining me today. Hope you enjoyed today's show. I'm Vince Bonfigli. You've been listening to Garage Talk Live here on blogtalkradio.com/Garage Talk Live. That's right. Just go right to that page. You'll have to search anything. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/Garage Talk Live, and at Garage Talk Live, our Twitter page. So hit a like on everything. Follow us there. And we'll see you all next week. Have a good day. And good racing. Bye now.